I stand here this morning in awe of the beauty of this place, this sanctuary. And it's even much more beautiful with your presence and your smiling faces. On behalf of Session, I would like to thank all of you members, you past members, you friends of Williamsburg Presbyterian Church, for your generosity in your pledges and your gifts that have made all of this possible. It goes without saying that we could not do it without you. And I'll also thank you in advance for the contributions that you're going to make after you leave here this morning. I recall our congregational meeting around April of 2018, when we introduced the detailed plans for this renovation. We had a lot of trepidation and consternation and concern about the amount of money it was going to take, the uncertainty of the revelation of the drop ceiling removal. And then we reflected on our heritage, our forefathers who reached out in faith and probably without a lot of money to build this very sanctuary over 100 years ago. And then the renovations that took place in the early 50s. And we were encouraged to continue the heritage and move on with this project. Our heritage continues today, even to the point that some of us are sitting in the exact spots of our parents and our grandparents. I sit there where Lou is, where my grandfather sat for probably 1914 when the sanctuary was built. And then I see Gary Jarrett right behind Lou that reminds me of his father-in-law, Mr. Aaron Redden, Rosemarie's father. He was a mentor to me. Mr. and Ms. Workman Evans and Ms. Trent were sitting in the back there, and Johnny would probably be back there if he hadn't moved away. But when he moved back, he lost his seat and he got bumped up here to the front. I know all of you have reflections of special people. And you may think that I was in church a whole lot to remember all that detail, but I don't think that's the case. I think it was just that they were so outstanding leaders that they were hard to overlook. I know that all of our forefathers and family before us would appreciate what we've accomplished with this renovation. As with all major projects, it takes a very strong project leader, go-to person, a bulldog, a person that manages the timeline, manages the budget. Here's a lot of why don't you do this or why don't you do that. And yeah, make some people mad. And we were fortunate to have that bulldog and that very strong project leader in Drew McCleary. And Drew was smart enough to consult and have a strong building committee. And they started working and formulating plans as far back as 2016. Drew's committee consisted of Lee Holiday, Ryan Brown, Brian Burgess, Van Duke, Jay Brown, and Johnny White. Will you gentlemen please stand and be recognized? Don't be bashful. Thank you. Any good project leader will also reach out to seek professionals that know more than he does about what needs to be done. Drew certainly did that and reached out and brought us Danny Shelley as our architect. Danny had a love affair with this sanctuary and had a passion to restore it back to some of its original design. I see a number of things with Danny's name written all over them. Danny, would you stand and be recognized? Thank you very much. The hard part was pulling the sheetrock down and making all of this construction what it is today. And we were fortunate to find Bill Askins of R.W. Askins Construction Company. And he assembled a strong group of subcontractors, many of whom we got to know as we came in here out of curiosity and bothering them and looking around, and we learned about their Christian journey. And they treated this sanctuary like it was theirs. We had a lot of admiration for them. Bill, will you stand? And if any of your contractors or subcontractors are with you, you can also have your family stand there. They look a lot better than you do. While the physical construction is difficult, I think it's very difficult to pick out colors, carpet, and we were fortunate to have a decorating committee led by Lucius Waits, and he was joined by an astute group, Kelly Atkinson, Francis Belzer, Esther Harrell and myself. Will y'all stand and be recognized? Thank you. Thank you, Don, for your leadership and your prayers through this journey. We needed them. We'll continue to need them. Again, thanks to all of you for this, your part in this endeavor. It's greatly appreciated. And now would you take a moment of silence for your personal reflections on your times with your people in this place? And then I will pray for us. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, our great provider, we are humbled by your grace and your love. And in the words of Preacher Jake, you love us more than our mamas. During this dedication service this morning, may we be reminded that we can do nothing without you. And we are grateful to you for enabling us. Keep us aware that the church is the people within these freshly painted walls, new millwork and new carpet. And when the paint loses its luster and the carpet fades, our future generations will remain committed to you and will let your light shine inside and outside these walls. Help us to take this dedication as an opportunity to rededicate our lives to you. Enable us to go beyond and do your work, to honor you and to love one another. We confess that we too often stray and fail to follow you. We focus too much on our own needs rather than needs of the less fortunate. We rely too much on our own judgment and fail to leave the things beyond our control up to you. Forgive us as you do over and over and over again. Thank you for all we have mentioned who have made this day possible. And thank you especially for our choir and our new choir director for their music today. Thank you for the kitchen staff who are missing from these pews while they work faithfully in the kitchen so we may enjoy a good lunch. Thank you for this congregation dedicated to serving you and continuing our 283 years of service to you as Williamsburg Presbyterian Church. We know of people sick and lonely and in need, and ask you to draw them closer to you that they may feel your love and comfort. Help those of us in good health and stable lives to reach out to all who are in need and hurting. Bless our first responders and our military service personnel who put their lives in danger for our safety. As we prepare to celebrate Veterans Day Monday, we offer a special prayer to our veterans for their service to our country. Surely your presence is in this place, and we are drawn closer to you as we pray the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.